fronted by the man much given to frank and fearless and usually accurate condemnation of the awful beings which inhabit the world of popular music.
The superhero.
This planet, this cloudy planet, is the Earth. It is our home, the place where you and I live. But supposing we look away from the Earth and travel in our imaginations across the vast, endless stretches of outer space. There we can imagine other stars. Strange stars by far, but ever shone in our night sky.
Can we do a bit of repetition? Talk way through and down.
Good, 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 good.
Good? Yeah, you like that? What else?
That was nice. Oh, this is good.
You're recording?
Can I get a track?
You're recording that in the mic, is that?
It's all there.
Oh,
welcome to...
Oh, it's already?
Yeah,
okay.
We're all there.
Number 13. Woo!
Number 13. And I looked that up on the internet. I can't pronounce it. But it's triskaidekaphobia. And what's triskaidekaphobia?
You've fear heard of decks. Of triple decks.
No. fear of the number sadness. 13.
Oh, 13.
It all comes out of. So welcome to the show. This is number 13, Suburban Superheroes, joined at the hip by my slightly rotund better half known as Crossfader. We're sporting a magical skull with she and some diamonds on it today.
Real diamonds.
Brilliant. And we're very excited because in the studio we have we have somebody, a guest, a special guest. We're all the way in.
Hey!
On a truck from the Eastern System. Cameotronics.
I'm flattered
this
and honored.
This beat is Cameotronics. Exactly. So, besides that, well, we had a really good idea for the start of this show. What was that? Can you remember? Can anyone remember?
Oh, Christian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because oh, your football.
Idea.
Yeah, we got the end of the football.
Yeah. The Hobo era.
Yeah, whole Euro thing. What I'll do is I'll play some of that. Oh, I'll play some of that later. Actually,
okay.
it's a Christian guy telling us why soccer is wrong. But what did you think of the old World Cup? Anyway, it seems like the whole planet stopped for it for a while.
I agree with the panel.
Do you agree with the panel?
That?
Really?
Disappointed.
No, I'm full of admiration. I'm from admiration towards Paul the Octopus.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing.
That
like,
is
absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing.
8 from 8, and he's retired.
And I think he should be now the head of FIFA.
Hey, it's an accept.
That is a superb idea.
Because he's retired now, that's what they say, so I think he can take up the post of.
From one horny,
I think he's
horny warty tentacles thing to another.
Two set bladder. No, yes. I see the same. The correlation is astounding. In fact, it was funny seeing Sepp Blatter with Jacob Zuma, and both of them are disgraced figures, and who's the more disgraced in that situation? Is Sepp Blatter, Jacob Zuma, or Sepp Blatter? Anyway, terrible things to be seeing, witnessing. I don't like Mr. Blatter much. Where is he from, anyway? Is he from Switzerland?
No idea.
No idea.
He has no. He has no country.
Nobody cares.
His nationality
landless,
is money.
Landless.
I thought those Duchess. Wow.
Ooh,
oh, that's she keeps getting those messages.
Yeah.
That's
and maybe
the
she's texting
engineers.
Herself to find her phone.
She's texting herself to find her phone. Instead, she's off at twilight.
Maybe she'll send her a text message.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it'll get it. I think it'll just come into the show constantly.
Point,
yeah, very good. Well thought out there. She's off watching Twilight. I was delighted to see that the Dutch didn't win because I thought
Why?
They were just thugs.
What
Van Bommel thugs? And Van Bommel and that kick by what's his name?
I can't pronounce his name because they Van something.
De Jong. Nigel De Jong. He just kicked Xavi Alonso.
They
in
kicked their way
the midriff.
To the final.
Shocking.
And the annoying thing is Holland had some really good players. They played some okay football at the start. But
Liam Brady didn't even said what did he say? Nemo said I was going to play. Oh, he said they were brutal, and I don't mean brutal in the Dublin way.
What was the Dublin way?
Dublin
way
is like if something's brutal, it just means it's really bad.
Yeah,
crap. but brutal as in they were
violent.
Violent, yeah, exactly, as opposed to, you know, because you could go to a romantic comedy and it was brutal. As in, there was no violence in it, but it was just so bad.
Yeah, they always are brutal, so
I think romantic comedies are kind of brutal.
The whole concept is brutal, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's funny, it's a laugh. Oh, you're going to have your heart broken. Oh, it's funny, it's a laugh. We're back to normal. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy finds other girl.
Boy
that was more
girl.
Suited to him in the first place.
And I read the reviews about this most atrocious rom comedy that is set in Ireland. I forgot what was her.
Wasn't Boy Eat Girl, no.
Oh, no.
It's a very bad film.
No. It was like something at the beginning of the year, like the worst reviews ever. Like, they're fantastic. I love the bad reviews. Like, actually, good reviews of the bad movies are just so...
Yeah, at least that art has been created out of something that's otherwise shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So being creative in the way that you slaughter a film, I think.
Yeah, I love slaughtering the film. Otherwise, there's no point in a good review. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because you're not going to go to the movie.
You're not going to the movie anyway.
There's no, chance
stars.
If it's that bad. Okay, what I'll do is I'll try and play this this Christian, and then we'll come back, and then we'll hear the first piece of music. How about that?
Christian.
Yeah. So we're playing the music.
Yeah, we will be.
All right, America. I hope you're happy. I hope you're real happy with it. I've tried to tell you that America is sliding into socialism, and I've said it before. If you didn't listen to the hour being good earlier on, what letter does socialism start with? S. What letter does Satan start with? S. What letter does sodomy start with? S. What letter does soccer start with? I'm going to give you a great big guess on that one. It's a S. Do you think this is some kind of coincidence or something? Do you really honestly think that? Because it ain't. It ain't at all. Soccer is against God. All right? God gave you two legs. This is true. He also gave you two arms and two hands and 10 fingers and two elbows. Why did he give those to you? He gave them to you to use. Are you allowed to use your arms or hands in soccer? No, you are not. You are not allowed in the least little bit. If you do, you get thrown out of the game. I don't know almost nothing about soccer, but I know that you ain't allowed to use.
Boy, Billy Boy, I'm here to tell you now. I was there. A man say, my DJ, some tune for you. Star, you see me? I'm not DJ, I'm a MC. You know what? Jaja made me to be a MC. Jaja made me to be a MC. Jami say, glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jaja, for this idea. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jaja, for this idea. Any MC want this idea? Don't use your money and work no over. And every morning give prayers to Jaja. Let down in the smoke sense in me, yeah. I don't smoke bush herb, I strictly sense it. Can tell you, me say some say Billy Boy, you some say Boy, you believe. Jaja made me to be a MC. He make the yellow man to be a MC. Make sister Nancy to be a MC. Make little Harry to be a MC. Make Billy Boy to be a MC. Can tell you, Jaja made me. The girls them just a rush me. Talking about Chase Jones. Ocean, Jesse John in all the sea, but carry it off the drive, yes. Side of me, I'm playing it for the fly, yes. Over me, Jaja made me to be a MC. Jaja made me to be a MC. Come on, me little spar, in name little Harry. Come on, we don't bust bush herb, I strictly sense. Jaja made me to be a MC. Chami say, glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this idea. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jaja, for this idea. Any MC Me question Irie to be a MC. Me poop a Tyan to be a NC. He make a Peter Mitchell to be a MC. He make a Squilly to be a MC. Me Billy Bonyo, the girls them just a rush me. Come me say I don't know why girls a rush me. I don't know why girls a rush me. But she a see John, yes sir, in the ocean. She a see John, yes sir, in the sea. But one day Chase have to come back to me. But one day Chase have to come back to me. Car carrot have to drive, yes sir, side of me. And plane it have to fly, boom, over me. Judge made me to be a MC. Chami say, glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jaja, for this idea. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Dida, for this idea. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank
you. Out there, but if you go
you
to
YouTube. You can, actually. Go we'll to post YouTube. The link.
Oh, if you're, yeah, on, yeah, if you're on the fancy version.
The fancy version. The fancy
HD version. Version, yeah.
You can see the whole thing.
The fancy version for the Macanistas.
If you live in Mac fascist land.
We're just not for a those monopoly. Of you, for those
we're
of
not
you.
A monopoly. We're just creative. Hey man. Oh look, Bing Bing, so funky.
For those of
I
you,
I pleased to see you. I pleased to see you too. I am
in Radio Land. You probably don't get the little small fascist salutes that Crossy does when he says Mac. It's kind of like the way Hitler used to go. Ein deutscher Products. Ein deutscher Products. Yeah, pretty bizarre. So you're not
one
you're not
Steve Jobs one rank.
Okay, obviously you've got a fear of Max, but have you got a, you don't have a fear of the number 13 since we're in the 13th show.
No, funnily enough,
in the Tour de France, the guy who wears 13 happens to be Fabian Cancellara this time.
He's not doing bad,
and he wears it upside down.
Oh really?
Yeah. So he's obviously a bit.
What do they call him?
About it.
He has a funny name.
They call him. He looks like a cartoon character in apparently so. The cartoon character was called Spartacus. Did you see that in the Eastern system?
No, in the system we didn't have much TV. No, we had this Zayed and what was it? We had this beautiful Russian cartoon about big rabbit. It was so, like, so absurd. Like,
a big rabbit.
A big rabbit and a wolf, and I don't really recall what happened.
Was the wolf white and the rabbit red? Or was
no.
There, it wasn't that obviously that. Like,
no, I
no,
think,
no.
You know, like the wolf was the owner of some land. And, you know,
did he have a cigar?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. He was a good, you know, kulak.
So, and we all know what they're good for. They're
kulak
good for
the wolf.
They're good. They're just
the
good
good
for
lads.
Starting
yeah,
the fire. That's what they're good for. The kulaks.
Yeah, they've
kulaks.
Got bristly hairs.
And then
on their
so,
toes.
So obviously, an alien from the Eastern system, and you've arrived in the Western system. Have you
yes.
noticed any changes? And do you want?
The
what
any
would
changes
you?
In the Eastern or Western?
Besides, well, particularly
when I arrived.
The,
no.
Particularly, yeah.
Do you like our decadence?
What, like our pistachio nuts? I mean, how decadent can you get?
Yeah, you know, our village could live with the one pistachio nut. And I hear I got pears. That's amazing. That's all pistachios supplied for the whole country.
You should send them
year.
Home.
The
oh, that's what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to sell them, you know. Like,
get them on the intergalactic freighter.
Buy my mom another hat or something. So,
maybe you
do.
Should plant one and maybe hope that a tree grows.
Yeah.
The pistachio. So, welcome back after that track, which was called, a lot of excitement in the studio. What was that track called, Crossy?
That was the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble.
With an arrangement of?
Moments in Love by the Art of Noise. And if you have 26 euros, you can see them at the Dunleary Festival of World Cultures.
You're speaking too fast. Easy, slow down.
I'm Dave Fanny, whatever. But,
it's freestyle.
It might be over by the time you hear this, but if you hear this before the 23rd of July, then get on to the Purty Kitchen.
Okay, that's cool. Freestyle, yeah, he is a bit like that. Freestyle.
He is a bit, yeah.
Before this, we were talking about the Eastern system and the differences in Western system and pistachio notes.
Yeah. The decadence.
And there seems to have been some interference on the line from the Eastern system. So obviously, anytime we say decadence, there's a possibility. Oh,
we're being jammed.
We could be jammed. Yeah, definitely jammed. So that's a little bit...
Probably we backed as well.
Discouraging.
It's worrying. 1%
censorship is 99% too much. That's what I saw on a street sign a long time ago. I've never forgotten that. I don't really know what it means. I think it's really bad maths. But it doesn't matter. At least it says something, you know? 1% censorship, 99% too much, man. Too much, dude.
Well,
yeah, and it's true. Same is true in comedy. So what else did you see? Did you see anything? Oh, yeah. You want to talk about philosophy? I'm going to play that ridiculous little short in a minute. You tell me the difference between Derrida and Derrida, or is that even the way you pronounce
it? Dessein and Dasein.
Yeah. Are you?
It sounds like a design.
Derrida and Deleuze.
Calitronics, are you remotely interested in these big ideas?
No. I have no knowledge of that. No, I'd rather be in a field, you know, picking up pistachios with my comrades from my village. So.
Or would you rather be watching a gigantic Russian rabbit and a wolf?
And a wolf, yes, exactly. We've got Zayat and yeah. I forgot the second one, but like that.
Zayat and Sane.
Now we can find it on this intergalactic YouTube.
We'll have to find it. We're going to have to find that big white Russian. Is it white?
No, that was a rabbit.
The rabbit, just the rabbit. Like, a Russian like rabbit.
Russian rabbit and a wolf.
What we could do instead is sing the philosopher's song.
Oh no, we've done
kill
that.
A few minutes.
No, we did that already. Actually, we had it already in one of the. You can't remember.
High digger, high digger was a doozy beggar who drank them under the table. I've been working on it.
I've got a serious question.
And Renegade Cart was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. Emmanuel Kant.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so classic. So one of the things I was going to ask is, if you're thinking about all these big ideas, what happens? I think they must be like buses. So big concepts. Idea comes in, and then it pushes the other idea out, and then sometimes three ideas come at once, but you can only really hold one big idea in your head at any one time. Is that the way it works? It
depends whether you're upstairs or downstairs. And how many people are at the bus stop?
I was listening to. Well, let's not go downstairs.
It's getting too complicated.
Let's not go downstairs just yet. I will talk about downstairs later. Upstairs, just for the moment. Upstairs. Do you just tend to be influenced by the last book that you read? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, that's a terrible thing.
Is that a big issue?
In philosophy, yeah.
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 So what was the last book you read?
I'm reading a guy called Stanley Cavell at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Stanley Cavell. Did he write that? I think he wrote Shogun, didn't he? No.
No, Shogun is actually Cavell. Yeah, but he's a variant of Ayn Rand, actually.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Some right-wing craziness.
She's a bit of a philosopher of capitalism. She's not actually as bad as you'd think. She's not the worst.
How can there be that much philosophy to capitalism? Surely it's just like, screw everybody, make as much money as you can, and destroy all the resources.
Everything will write itself out. No, she doesn't say much about that.
Is that the...
It's a variation on Adam Smith. I've actually promised somebody that I'd read her before Christmas, so I'm dreading
that. You promised some right wing nut that you'd read this.
He's not actually the worst. I'm trying to make him more left wing using Emerson, but
have you read Sein und Zeit? I don't have time to read Sein und Zeit. I want to read Derrida, but if you don't read Sein und Zeit, then you will never understand Derrida. My thesis is on Derrida. I am working on Derrida. All of my reading schedule is already devoted to reading Derrida for the next 3 years. I can't read Sein und Zeit, I don't read German.
But if you don't read German, you will never understand Hegel or Husserl. So you will never understand Heidegger. So you will never understand Derrida.
I don't read German. I could read Sein und Zeit in translation.
Reading Sein und Zeit in translation is not the same.
Okay, I will get myself a big fucking dictionary, and then read the Tool Analytic and the Existential Analytic, from Sein und Zeit. Then I will get back to reading Derrida, as soon as possible.
But you cannot take the Tool Analytic and the Existential Analytic out of their context. And, in any case, Sein und Zeit is only an introduction to the late Heidegger. It is the late Heidegger that you really want to read, if you truly want to understand Derrida.
Oh for fuck's sake. I don't have time to read Sein und Zeit as a fucking introduction to everything else Heidegger ever fucking wrote. There are fucking hundreds of secondary texts involved in the fucking reception of Heidegger's work into English, and I don't read fucking German.
We can arrange a class for you in the language department to help you read German.
I'm already taking a fucking class in the fucking language department to help me read fucking French. I don't have time to read fucking German. I want to think about radical politics, and now I have to go back and read this fucking Nazi.
Heidegger's involvement in politics is very regrettable. But he is the central figure in 20th century philosophy, and undoubtedly an excellent reader of the philosophical tradition.
And I must be an excellent reader of my big fucking dictionary, if I'm ever going to get out of this PhD alive.
Thank you.
Emerson. Oh yeah, we were definitely censored last time. Oh, too late. And we censored again. Don't say those words,
okay,
because we'll get cut off
Eastern
again.
System.
Some system. Some
use your
system.
Facial expressions.
Yeah, we don't know. It works well on radio. We don't know what we were censored for the last time, but we seemed like
vicious.
We got constantly
vicious.
Cut out.
Vicious.
So the listeners should be prepared for some white noise at some stage when we hit an inappropriate word. So, the last track was Me and the Devil by Gil Scott-Heron, because
cool.
We could well have the devil listening in and interrupting this program occasionally. The devil is playing at the picnic.
No, the Gil Scott-Heron.
Oh, yeah.
The Electric Picnic or Yuppie Crash, as renowned DJ
calls
it. Oh, wow. Which I quite like.
Who calls it?
He calls it Yuppie Crash.
And who's that? Which DJ is
that's
that?
That's the man Calls from the Standard Crew.
Calls from the Standard
He's
Crew.
He's quite funny about stuff.
Calls, is that like as in call and response? Or is
C-O-L-Z.
That C-O-L-Z, oh right, okay. He's probably called Colin or something in real life.
Yeah,
but I'm sure he doesn't like his real name being used, so apologies if he's called Colin or Colin or something else.
Big up the Standard Crew.
So.
Ooh.
That was good.
That was a freighter from the Eastern System.
Possibly, yeah, we can just occasionally.
Cutting across and like.
Yeah, exactly. So what were we? Oh yeah, I'm gonna go boil the kettle. So what are we doing next? We're gonna play another track.
We can introduce it.
Do we have a philosophy section?
Can comment on the philosophy.
Oh yeah. While the track is on, you can comment on.
Oh,
on
Heidegger.
No, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
Sight unseen.
Stanley Cavell says about Heidegger that he has a horrible portentous style. Not pretentious, but portentous. I really.
What does that mean exactly?
He's a bit of a prick. Like that's aside from being a Nazi and everything, he has this real I kind of know everything kind of vibe to the way he writes. But nonetheless, there's a lot of good stuff from Being in Time.
Earl Grey or no Proper Tea?
I wasn't totally
dismissive. We all know what Proper Tea is. What is Proper Tea?
Theft.
Yes.
Theft.
The old jokes.
Proper Tea is theft.
Proper Tea is theft. I didn't get it.
It's so good.
What I would recommend to people who are genuinely interested in Heidegger is get a podcast by a guy called Hubert Dreyfus, which is a guide to Heideggerian phenomenology, and it explains to you how his whole thing works. And it's actually very interesting. It's a great refutation of traditional problems of knowledge and skepticism and all sorts, because Heidegger just forgets about that. He brings us back. So you just kind of exist in the world. You don't believe you exist in the world. You don't go, oh, I know there's an object in front of me. It just is there. Like, so Heidegger just It's actually quite simple in a way, Heidegger. I don't know. I think people are scared.
I'm surprised.
He was
that...
a fascist, and he wasn't just. He didn't just play along. He rose high within the system. He took Husserl, his teacher's name, out in the introduction to the book.
Sorry.
I mean, he was a vicious bollocks. Like, there's no getting away from that.
Every time you say bollocks, give me a warning, okay? So he was a vicious.
He was a vicious.
Okay, and what else was he?
But actually, you could, when I say philosophically, but Phyllis, you could say that he's quite interesting. But if you're talking about Phyllis, then Phyllis.
Nazi.
Bollocks.
Take
decadence.
It.
Emerson.
Up there.
Up yours.
Yes. That's a good place to leave it.
Okay.
What's the next track?
The next track is
we're going to introduce it.
I cannot pronounce it though. It's Bad Aziz, whatever it means. Or
is it German?
Don't think so. I don't know. And Bad the track is called Jerry Hole 94.
Is that hyperdub?
That's not a hyperdub.
Oh.
That's a very.
Looks like.
Okay, very old. And we're going to go Jericho.
Jericho 94. That's your weird pronunciation.
Jericho 94. You can correct this on. Well, before we play Jericho 94, tell us about. Because you're familiar with that village, the village from which.
Oh, the
Zizek
village.
And Zizek.
Zizek. It's about time you bloody Western people learn how to pronounce
in the Western system.
Yeah,
we're just
in the Western system. Yeah,
we're just in it. Yeah, we're just air.
How do you say his
first?
Just ignorant. Cammy, how do you say his first name? Or Cammy and Tronix, how do you say his first name while you're here?
First name.
How do you say Zizek?
His first
name is spelled S L A V O.
Slavov.
Slavov, but I don't. To be honest, I don't know how to like. In mine, it's not Germany. In my place, we'd say Slavomil, but it's not.
Not
that.
In Slovenia.
I don't know how they pronounce that. To be honest.
Okay, well, let's get the second part
something.
Right though, because he's
Zizek,
that
bearded.
That bearded fucker
is
everywhere these days. So we should
Fuckers.
Just like.
Zizek.
Oh, will we just call him.
No, let's do it. Let's go try. Let's try now.
TBF.
Let's both try it properly. So, Cameotronics first.
Zizek.
Zizek.
Very good.
Just
Crossy,
say
Crossy.
Just say TBF.
Crossy, try it.
Wait, his name is TBF.
Crossy, try it.
That bearded fucker.
That's shocking. We're gonna be getting cross letters from that.
Like
the really upset Slovenian.
Oh, Panslav.
There's a great interview with
really?
Him.
Okay,
a great
so now
in the Guardian a few weeks ago.
So he never stops.
He said, all I want to talk about is the politics, and I keep saying it's fucking Hegel.
Very good. Okay, so now back to Jericho 94.
Yeah.
And the band is called
Bud Alzir. Yeah. Don't
okay.
Ask
very good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try that now.
Yeah. Yeah. nigga wise man to know himself, yeah. Yeah, to come off the shelf, yeah. Don't see the made a man, see the made a man around.
I heard it and it hurts a little bit.
And I was just standing next to you.
It's not a significant bullet.
Well, have you got a wound?
Yeah, somehow I think.
This literally just happened when we were standing outside there.
Camera.
And there was a noise and it was a whiz and you just said I've been shot. You're bleeding.
I think here somewhere.
Look, somebody shot at you and created a wound in your abdomen.
It's not significant.
But to you, it's like this is like some kind of everyday thing. You know, I'm Werner Herzog, a filmmaker, you get shot at.
It's not an everyday thing, but it doesn't surprise me to be shot at.
I shudder to think what would have surprised Werner Herzog.
Fear.
Beans like.
Don't drink when you're supposed to be on. Tell
it's
us
not
what.
A significant wound.
Yeah, no, that was
Werner
Herzog. Yeah.
This was Werner Herzog talking. He was being interviewed by Mark Kermode for the Culture Show.
I'm surprised you don't know. Who was the guy they shot at?
You don't know either Mark Kermode or the Culture Show. But
I
it's
don't
BBC
have the
multi-channel. BBC Two's answer to the Thinking Man's television.
God almighty.
And Mark Kermode is that Australian with the really silly haircut.
Jesus,
he must go through thousands of tons of bill cream. Anyway, tell us about Werner Herzog because you saw his film.
Oh, The Bad Lieutenant's very good. Yeah, it's nothing to do with the Abel Ferreira film of the same name. And it stars Nicolas Cage, who's probably the actor I hate the most in the world.
Yeah, I've
somehow
always
he manages
him as well.
To get him back to his kind of strange 80s persona.
Except for Gone in 60 Seconds, he was amazing in that.
He's good in some of the early ones.
No, in the Kick-Ass, was great.
He was good.
Was he in Kick-Ass? Oh, yeah, he was.
He
was
great. Kick-Ass.
Did you not see Kick-Ass?
No,
Kick-Ass
let's switch over.
Like,
you guys talk about Kick-Ass.
Well, I thought it was a really great use of sound in the soundtrack, and it was also lots of irony, but irony in a proper way rather than.
I heard it was very violent.
It had a kind of proper sense of humour. You know the way it didn't take itself too seriously like all the other films that you ever see coming out of America. It was quite cartoonish.
It was very cartoonish and kind of indie.
Yeah,
very
but I also think the girl is quite brilliant.
And she was absolutely
she's
amazing. Like she was
12-year-old martial artist.
Was not very violent.
It was
it's incredibly
kind of
cartoonish.
Violence.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It was so surreal that you didn't take it very...
You don't take it seriously.
No,
yeah.
You don't take it seriously.
I mean, even the Soviet engineer watched it, and you know she's got
a
very low threshold for violence. Incredibly low, as it turns out. So
he should have come out to the Dunleary movies in the park. Because,
what was on?
I did a few. I don't know, the Gran Torino and stuff, but it was lashing rain.
Yeah.
And we were there on Sunday afternoon, I think. Sunday or Monday afternoon, I can't remember. It was pouring down rain and still like a big throng of people gathered under the trees to watch Up. And it was just amazing. Like, it was when the balloons came out.
Of course, yeah.
The first 15 minutes.
I cannot
watch
that. It was just so
but
sad.
But when the balloons came out of the house, everyone started cheering. And
applauding.
Yeah, we were outside. You just see it in the big screen.
Lashing rain.
Lashing rain.
No, it just made me cry.
That's great. Oh, that's a great film.
Ed Asner's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah,
it does make you cry though. It is a sense.
The first 10-15 minutes. Yeah. It's the use of the piano. I was studying it.
Camitronics, have you seen anything interesting besides? Oh, we saw Kick-Ass. That was good.
Apart from Kick-Ass, well, Serious Man, but as we said, it was the 2009 release. Yeah.
Great film, though.
Yeah, that was a brilliant film. I love kinds of movies.
Please.
Being a Jewish man trapped in suburbia.
Yeah, yeah. Please enjoy mystery. Enjoy the mystery.
Enjoy mystery. The three rabbis. But I think there was also this beautiful moment
the different
where,
grades of rabbi.
Where the guy who was taking his girl was actually also a counselor of some sort, and he was just like the most objectionable. It was just so bad, you know.
If you want to see that, watch Californication 2, where they've got a fantastic new age kind of.
Oh, that's pretty crap.
D'Artagnan
guy.
Oh, you like it?
No, it's.
Oh, I love it.
Californication 2.
And who's watching True Blood then?
True Blood.
Oh, True Blood.
It's so good.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
It's just brilliant.
Is it,
like, it's
the
so
same guy.
How far are you?
Josh Whedon, is he doing
the 6 feet under? He did 6 feet under as well.
Oh, I know the guy there. Yeah,
very
I heard an interview with him. Yeah.
True Blood is great.
I love it. I just love him.
The only problem in True Blood is the main.
The main
actress.
Yeah, the Anna.
Everyone else is great.
She is annoying. Like for the first episode, I could not really watch it.
She's a bit.
There's a new. There's a new series out by the man who bought us The Wire.
About
Tremé.
Something to do with Iraq, isn't it?
Yeah, you've been watching it too.
I've been watching like 2 episodes so far, and I can wait to watch another two.
I think the
music is fantastic. It's just
New Orleans is just it's just a great because I was there. I actually was in New Orleans before it flooded, but it's the same characters.
Yeah,
but they're back, and this time they're
more jolly
jazz musicians, artists, and they're like one of them, Lester is the chief. He's the chief who dresses up for Mardi Gras in these amazing uniforms and stuff.
But you know who I find very annoying? This kind of white couple who are like street musicians.
Yeah.
So pretentious. Like this, so artificial. They really don't fit.
Are they like
Wire?
Are they like
real.
But I heard a story.
Yeah.
I heard a story about there's
a
great story about an anarchist who turned into a state informer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that story is roughly based on him. The young couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he has this
story
of like sailing a boat through New Orleans and saving
people. Yeah, and saving people, exactly.
And the same guy, if you listen to that a great podcast,
mm-hmm.
This American Life, they talk about informers, and one of them is a state informer who turned out who was like he was with Common Cause and he was with something else then in New Orleans. And then eventually he switched sides and he started giving information to them.
Well, maybe he was
so
a cop.
And I think he's picked
he
up on it.
Pressurized.
I think your man has picked up on it. The writer has picked up on it. So, anyway, Crossy, you were sceptical of The Wire to begin with, weren't you?
I like The Wire, I used to watch
Let's hear you eat some humble pie. Here's some humble pie coming up.
Oh, The Wire's great, yeah.
You cannot even say on air that it wasn't, because people will hate
it. I still have to watch most of it. I have to watch
you haven't seen it.
No,
like,
I want to watch the early ones. I want to get it one. And Curb Your Enthusiasm has to get mentioned.
Yes.
But it kind of gets annoying.
A man
annoying.
Who's like me, but he has whitened teeth. Yeah, it does.
Did you watch
Woody
his Woody Allen film?
Woody Allen on autopilot.
No, somebody should just tell Woody Allen he hasn't made a good movie in so long now. It's
unbelievable.
Well,
and get over his fixation with young women. Will you?
Oh, this of course, you know,
has another
Larry
young woman
David,
in it.
Of course, has to have a. But in fairness, they get over that quick, and they bring in some other stuff, which is slightly more interesting.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
But it's enjoyable. It's just, you know.
It wasn't too bad.
It's not bad.
It was real. Manhattan is the center of the universe, isn't it? If you come to Manhattan, you'll be changed into some sort of Woody Allen neurotic type character. Oh, various kind of hicks come along, and they start off as God fearing Christians. I shouldn't give away the whole plot.
No, because S is for soccer, S is for Satan, S is for sodomy.
People like that.
Okay, so what are you going to play next? You're playing the next tune. Tell us what it is.
Oh, I'd play something off the new Prince album.
The Prince.
We,
yeah.
Or Symbol, whatever.
Mr. Symbol.
Whatever.
Mr. Symbol, okay.
NPG number one head honcho.
Smile.
Ice cream, yes. Besides the ice cream, let's concentrate on the... So the last bit before that, Cameotronics is going to take us through what we just heard, which was a Russian...
Oh, there was a Russian... the Russian cartoon, which was probably obligatory in all Eastern Bloc, as far as I remember. It was called...
Eastern System, the block of stars. Yeah, that block of stars.
Yeah, that block of stars. The iron block of stars. The block of iron stars, or whatever.
Metal stars.
So that was the part of the cartoon. I'm afraid I don't understand lyrics.
Yeah, that was
probably the very accurate.
That was the bad.
It seemed to be establishing bad character.
It's definitely decadent character.
Who plays the guitar?
Establishing me as the evil character.
Yeah. As the evil character, yeah. We don't know if he has any relations to, you know, to the capitalist star.
Oppressors.
Star system, but kind of apparently he doesn't seem to be working. He plays the guitar. He's pretty decadent.
He's not working. That's important.
He's not working. He's not working. He plays the guitar.
He's
so.
Laying about, yeah. Playing the guitar. And then he turns it over
and he sees a
picture of the rabbit, yeah. And he goes really mad and he smashes the
guitar. Oh, because I remember the rabbit is a pioneer. Like, you know, they had this Red Pioneers.
A young pioneer.
Exactly. That's. Uh-huh. I have some recollections. I know. I have to read.
Vague recollections. Haven't completely been able
to
watch
them? Were they allowed to reproduce like rabbits?
Yeah.
You haven't been able to watch them.
No. I was attending long-term therapy just to get rid of
just
that.
Just to get rid of that. Yeah. Did you get any assistance when you arrived in the Western system for cleaning your head?
Yeah. No, because you have. You know what you put like. You know when you put animals in kind of what you call this.
Labs. Laboratories.
No. Like you have this kind of period before.
Quarantine.
Yeah, so quarantine. I had to go to the quarantine, and then like, and I was connected to different, you know, mechanical and electronic devices.
Oh, we don't want
and
MTV
so.
Things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, MTV fusion chips and RTE one.
That sounds like a really severe crash course.
Do you not think the wolf was maybe better?
Crash course. It's a crash course in.
So and I created brand new me. So.
Actually,
so,
I got a Twitter from.
Tell me about having to pass Marx and Engels before you. Marxism-Leninism
was obligatory in every university, regardless of what you were studying, whether it was engineering, horticulture, or arts.
Yeah.
So that was the most important exam in the whole course of your studies, because if you failed that, you were just out of college.
Out of college, no chance.
No chance to work in a factory. No, seriously, you had to, because you know when you finish university, you just get a kind of
one-sixtieth of a.
There was no unemployment, so you basically when you graduated, you were sent to, you got a work placement, which could be factory or whatever. You just have to, you know, regardless your higher
special
education, you have to start from the bottom, you know.
Wow.
Sounds a bit like.
Because otherwise you're a decadent wolf.
Otherwise you're a decadent wolf, exactly.
Playing
so.
A fucking guitar with like no visible means of support. What? There must be something
you
wrong
with that.
You had a chair, did you?
Oh, probably he was. You know, he was a trading dealer.
Crossy has also been brainwashed from
dollars.
Being in this system too long. Yeah, he probably did. He probably was getting green dollars from the CIA
FBI. Yeah, definitely.
To try and bring down that small little village of. Of workers and pioneers.
And the pioneers.
God bless them. Or
God bless the young
pioneers.
Or Marx bless
well, not really God. That's not very appropriate.
Did they have a song?
That's inappropriate.
That's very inappropriate.
Go straight to the whatever contamination chamber. Get deep brainwashed. RT1 and
fish and chips.
Yeah,
and MTV. And that's like, oh, geez, shocking. I don't think I could go to Temple Bar.
That's a harsh introduction to Western.
I now call Temple Bar a funny like censored. Hellmouth. It's like
but
it's like
hell
being
mouth.
Yeah, it is. It's like
not
it's like
it's
that
like
place for vampires.
They
all
not
show up.
Anymore, yeah.
They always
are,
the same.
Like everywhere else. Like
really?
I don't know if you've been out on Saturday night. Dublin's like a ghost town.
I'm too old.
All the fun is over.
This place, oh, it's going like a ghost town. But we trawled the interweb. Because in Spudarchy this song is really big at the moment, so we said we'd bring it back and we'd play it for you, and then we'll discuss how somebody read a book and they liked it, and it was, and it's kind of like the God figure going back to the Eastern system.
It's
not Katy Perry.
Okay, so we're going to play that. Crossy is going to play cue that up for you direct live. Number one, this song could be number one in Spudarchy. Number one, no, not yet. It starts off with a guy coming in to a room, so that's all you need to know. Links will be provided.
Yes? What are you doing?
I'm reading some Karl Marx.
O-M-G.
I thought I just wanted to pass good grades for all I cared for. My college made me take this class, more stuff for me to ignore. But then I found out that his theories weren't so bad. Labor and class combat, what a very clever man. I read some Marx and I liked it, a friend of the proletariat. I read some Marx just to try it, I hope Adam Smith don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right, men of the working class unite. I read some Marx and I liked it. I liked it.
there is a specter hanging o'er the face of Europe. 'Tis communism and it's more than a social hiccup. A time will come soon when the masses rise as one to carve out their place in the brand new poetry to come. I read some Marx and I liked it, the friend of the proletariat. I read some Marx just to try it. I hope Adam Smith don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Men of the working class unite. I read some Marx and I liked it.
I liked it. Marx is the man, he's working for you. The bourgeoisie, they just ain't your crew. Alienation of labor is bad. Commodification is not a good fad. Capitalists are greedy, you see. A shorter work day, now that's what we need. I'm reading some Marx and I'm liking it. Rise up now, proletariat. I read some Marx and I liked it.
The friend of the proletariat. I read some Marx just to try it. I hope Adam Smith don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Men of the working class unite. I read some Marx and I liked it. I liked it.
Is that what they say in Wexford?
They're queer gay.
That is shocking. You can't be saying that sort of stuff on the internet. I'm surprised we haven't.
Are you recording me?
Yes, I'm surprised we haven't.
Take it back now.
Yeah, take it back.
I take it.
Yeah, okay, there that's good. Yeah, we're full retraction. So they read some Marx. They're two college student types, two proletarians in America, and they read. But I suppose the difference is they read Marx because they volunteered for it. They weren't actually prescribed.
They were made by
it.
Their college course.
They weren't prescribed it. Well, yeah, okay.
It's not
so
a
one person.
Leninism, though. So it's
that's true. Yeah, exactly. It's yeah,
Marx.
Yeah. That's
there
fine.
Is a big difference.
There is. Yeah, yeah. It's all about the lens in which it's through it seen through which.
That's very Marx.
Correct. The lens.
Of you.
Actually, did you see the David Harvey thing? That's also pretty good.
No.
Oh, really smart. They get a guy from the Royal Society of Art. Called just a cartoonist, and David Harvey just talks about the crisis in capitalism. It's brilliant, and it's a cartoon. I'll send you the link some of these days. I thought I did already, but maybe you're not paying attention. I read so anyway. So there you go, exploitation and all the rest of it.
All of that, yeah.
Great. You feel really suitably inspired, maybe.
I don't feel very exploited.
No, you don't feel inspired or exploited. I think it's the post ice cream trauma of like all that.
This is just pure decadence.
Just going into decadence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think we can say that word. So whose choice is it in terms of music?
One
it's
two.
Your choice.
Oh, is it? Right, okay, yeah, I can try and find something. So talk amongst yourselves.
I was
going
to talk about how dubstep had turned into Italo disco.
Yeah, and you were supposed to play.
Well, explain it to us, because
it just has.
That's the emperor of the Factoria making huge noises in
the
background.
There's a lot of synth.
Oh, look, which ice cream will I have?
What's he going for?
I don't know.
It's Ben and Jerry's.
He's welcome to either, or Teacher's Dub, maybe. That's what I'll play.
Teacher's Dub?
Yeah.
Could that be some Lee Perry there in his vest and
Lee Berry, it was, yeah. It's
going to burn
Lee
down
Berry.
Another studio.
Genius, man.
Oh,
it
had very kind of reggae.
Very much so.
Very reggae.
Check
there wasn't
scene.
Even a snip of Italio.
I'll just check. Yeah, well, you can try and find some Italio.
No,
later.
I'm going to
yeah.
play some Italio influence post dubstep UK funky house in a sec.
Are you?
Yeah, maybe.
I think we're going
to
check.
If you confess to all your sins, backwards.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's that? It's nice.
This is the Major Man Cup.
This is good.
The Major Man.
Woo!
This is Junior Merman.
Oh, lovely.
But I think
voice.
I might actually have the full version.
That's 2 hours long.
Actually, that's not page 4.
No,
it's not. Because
that's the only problem with that music. It's
still producing
like 40 minutes long tracks.
That was a sneak preview of the dub version, but we're going to hear the real version.
The vocal version?
Yeah.
This is called False Teachings, and it's by Lee Mervyn Witt.
You're playing it straight after Marx.
False Teachings, you see.
Heretic.
Crazy. I could get sent straight to the factory. Do not pass go. No, actually, don't even go to the factory. Become a decadent wolf and play a guitar underneath the tree.
These
are chase a rabbit.
Types.
That's it.
These artistic types.
Recession. Artistic Recession types. Is now. Okay, so we'll play this, and then you can explain your dubstep theory later on to the phenomena.
Do you remember Tom Robinson?
I do remember him, yes. He was like 2, 4, 6, 8.
Do you remember War Baby?
Motorway.
War Baby. If you look that up on YouTube, the video's up there, and then the comments go on for pages and pages, and the real Tom Robinson
comes
kind of answering all the comments.
He's on BBC Six, you know. Well, he was. I thought they were getting rid of that.
Seems like they saved it, actually. They found out.
Did they?
From
How did they save it?
I don't know what they did, but they got some money or something. They're all the Twitterers are celebrating. But he's
somebody says Rob the Bank is pretty good on it.
I haven't heard it at all.
Good name for a DJ.
Rob the Bank.
The guys are going and who was the lady in the video? She was so glamorous. And he goes, well, I was more into the sailor guy myself. And this is just rows of comments. And you know the way the Americans occasionally has to put in, I am Tom Robinson, because they don't believe it.
Yeah. You just think somebody else pretending
and then so
to be Tom Robinson.
LOL, WTF, where can I get this amazing sign? He puts all the stuff's available free off my website. He has to keep repeating.
Wow.
If you look it up, it's very the comments are actually much funnier than the
video. The music itself.
It's good tune.
Anytime I see a lot of the stuff when I go to YouTube or anything else.
Remember you were saying 80s videos. The video is bizarre. It's really weird.
80s videos are huge production values.
They don't. Videos are so boring. We're saying this the last. Every video is the same now for all the R&B.
What was the one that? Oh yeah, Self Control, Laura Branigan. Another one that has to be seen to be believed.
Bonkers video.
Being chased by lots of women in ballerina costumes. Don't know what kind of nightmare was
going
on there.
In the 80s, a video was a big thing. It was
what's the first?
There's a new video by
Soto. What's the first video that you remember? Camiotronic.
I think it was definitely Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
The Thriller.
The Walk It.
The Walk It on the pavement.
Yeah.
Billie
Jean.
Yeah, Billie Jean.
That was it's quite amazing. It's still
amazing.
A great beat.
And
can't
I think Madonna
that.
As well.
So you can't really well. We can follow all this by at least follow it by some brilliance by Lee Scratch Perry. When you hear the production on this. So this is False Teachings with Junior Mervyn.
True, everyone knows it's true. it high, bubbling makes the wine, to blow the people's mind. The teacher teach the lies, the preacher establish it high, bubbling makes the wine, to blow the people's mind. Yes, it's true, true, true.
Okay, so we're back after False Teachings with Junior Mervyn. With the incredible high voice about Babylon. I think that's the thing about the systems, Western system, Eastern system, no matter where your stars happen to be, it all seems to be in Babylon at the moment.
Babylon.
We're in the Babylon system.
Babylon 5.
Yes, Babylon.
I mean, Babylon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Speaking Babylon, pass me that thing over. If I'm going to talk about Babylon, I'm going to hit some buttons here that say things like, yeah, man, and please. No, not that one. The one over there.
Oh, you want...
And then,
yeah.
Crossy, you were going to elaborate on what's going on in the world of music for young people. It's obviously not... Oh, look, feedback's... Feedback heaven. Yeah, it's good. I wonder what happens when you put it in your mouth. Ah!
I wouldn't be carrying much current.
No, I wouldn't. No, no, I wouldn't worry about that. Yeah, go on, tell us.
Babylon.
Tell us about... Dear, we're going to talk. Explain about music.
It went from that...
You can interrupt him anytime you want, can't you? Because he's good, pretty boring, you know.
I don't know much about that.
I'm switching off.
I wasn't there.
I'm switching off as soon as I ask him the question.
It went from that to what?
You have to explain what that is. Elaborate. On the radio.
On the subject.
Yeah.
It went from dubstep. See, I'd have to have audio samples.
I know. I think most of the listeners...
Play any reggae.
What, like... That's dubstep.
It went from that...
Yeah.
To the record I'm going to play next.
What? A bit like that. Hey, so it went from that to...
Yeah. But more of a... Yeah.
There you go.
You get
much faster. That's
no,
basically
not,
all that happened.
But it went... It's gone 4-4 and it's gone kind of...
4-4.
Synthy, and it's gone kind of very synthy.
Okay. You have to see his expressions on his face. He kind of turns to... It just like his eyes close and he looks in it that kind of
heavenly.
I think it's called the little death, la petite mort. His eyes close and he goes like.
It's basically
gone.
Very suddenly from the ridiculous to the sublime.
Synthy boy. Okay, so.
Disco sublime and that's the most ridiculous.
Yeah.
For me, what
are
people?
I dare to disagree, but I've got no idea what's
what
the
was
kind
the,
of discus.
What was the dubstep? The dubstep is the sublime stuff, or is it ridiculous?
Yeah, that's a ridiculous one.
Oh, okay. I actually have been listening a lot to Mr. Welfare and his...
He's good.
His last clinic.
I was very impressed by his last clinic. Yeah.
You actually find it on SoundCloud.
He makes
it's called Dubstep All Sorts.
But the thing about Welfare is he plays a really nice...
I'll actually post the link here so people can listen to that.
I think he plays really interesting, and though.
Yes.
Plus, the guests he had on were just stunning because they were just all sorts of music.
That's what I like too.
Actually, Welfare kind of was great.
So, what are you, and you're going to play the new end, is it the more ridiculous end, is that it?
The more UK funky, which to me sounds like Italian disco. But
UK funky, Italian disco. Because you're right on time. Are we really going back to right on time?
No.
Right on time.
Mr. Flagello and stuff like that.
Okay,
We're going back to 83, 84.
Are we going to go to...
We're not going to 99.
Giorgio. We're not going to Giorgio Moroder.
Those bass lines.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Those
like the Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, interesting.
More elaboration on the synths.
As used in Midnight Express.
I think it started with Starkey.
Sound like Melvin Bragg. That's just showing off. That's nonsense. Okay, go on. Get your record queued up.
Someone in London knows what...
Get your record queued up because you're eating into Cameotronic's last track.
Oh, I didn't know it was my last track.
Well, you're going to have to choose one.
You have to.
Right. Orders. Somebody has to keep the wheels on this show, on this road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody has to drive.
Oh, it's the... Look.
It's the white label.
It's the white
label.
It's showing them all.
Yeah.
White. Nope. That... This is the Pioneer label.
One-sided.
Pioneer, little Pioneer.
It's like the White Rabbit.
Yeah, they made like exactly. 5 copies only.
Five copies for the most exclusive DJs, for the most deluded.
It's a duplex. You could eat your dinner. You could eat your dinner off.
For those who are looking for the sublime, or the ridiculous, or both. Side A and side B. Tell us what the track is called, because it's a white label, or can you divulge that information?
It looks like Jinden Youth Blood.
It's a Bok is mixing.
Bok mix.
Bok, yeah.
Bok. Okay.
Of Rinse FM thing.
Okay, Bok. It's a Bok mix of Jinjun something something. Night,
But the kids are
That's what the kids are listening to. That's the cool people.
The cool
kids are listening to Lady Gaga.
Actually, they are. They come into my office. Seven-year-olds, and they go, put on Lady Gaga on YouTube for me. That's what they do. The kids, and literally kids, we're talking about five, six, seven.
And then they do the dance.
Well, I don't know, but they do love the Lady Gaga. I don't know what's that about. But that was a white label. That was the first time I think Quasi's ever played a white label on this show. This is a show that's broadcast back to our mother planet, and like for reasons that we can't divulge, why we can't go back there.
It was actually a white label MP3.
A white label MP3. Wow. Or maybe an MP4.
Yeah, it was an MP4. It was on exclusive Apple format.
Yes, the old Apple sync hiring. That's really impressive. So now we're going to counteract that with some...
Stop.
Put your hand down. Stop doing it. Leave that alone.
No one can counteract.
Cameotronic's going to introduce our last track.
The last track. The beautiful singer. Like, I don't know if she's beautiful, but she's got a great voice. Oh. I cannot pronounce her name. Lockhart is her surname.
Yeah.
But the name is...
Tayombe.
Yeah.
Tayombe Lockhart.
Tayombe.
Yeah. It's kind of keeping an African theme.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've moved off, the World Cup has disappeared and left five or six white elephants.
That's out for Ghana, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, none of them. None of them were good.
I felt sorry for South Africa. Okay, so we'll play that track and then we'll do our goodbyes.
Farewell.
I'll stop.
You're using it as your phone.
I don't use it. iTouch is one of those things where you just use it
for... It's not a phone.
It's not a phone anymore. It's a... I use it for listening to MP3s because my audio died eventually. Okay. It fell out of my pocket.
Ah, shit.
You know the way you have to... Your life slows down and you just see it tumbling towards the ground.
Did you lose everything that was on it?
It was just smashed. And some Chinese guy was going to fix it for me. But then he just took it for parts because he couldn't fix it.
Did you have more?
Those guys are great. It's like I always feel like I'm walking into a...
The guys who fix phone?
Well, yeah, those Chinese guys who were just like... I feel like I'm in that film, Blade Runner. It's real Blade Runner territory when you go in and you have this completely inscrutable black box of technology. You've no idea how it operates. And these guys take it apart and fix it. And they did it before.
So much of Blade Runner came through.
They can't do it this time. Yeah, they can't do it this time.
But did you have most of your tunes on?
I have everything backed up now,
I only have 8 gigs. So it's all backed up.
That's grand.
If you want to put anything on it, you have to throw something off.
So anyway, that was a beautiful piece of music, and it was genuinely, you could hear that it was a record because there was a little scratch at the end of the recording there. It was very nice.
Are you recording on?
Yeah, we're recording all this, so that's good. That's great. You're just rabbiting on like as usual. And then you go, there's not enough talking in this show, there's not enough talking, and there's nothing but talking. Man, you're just going through those.
The apple. I'm just,
you're going through those sweets like there's no tomorrow as well.
Just drinking.
There is a heavy drink involved in that
chocolate. This is serious, man. You're going to have to get extra t-shirts or extra large t-shirts so you keep that up.
Oh, it's getting bad.
Keep that eating up and the chocolate.
Oh, come on. Just
I have a bike.
Let him be.
I have a bike.
He's got a new bike. That's true. Yeah. I shouldn't be. It's like very Californian of me. Anyway, so that was brilliant, and I'd like to thank Camitronics for
that. Was it
superb, brilliant show? Lovely to have our guest, our first female guest on the show.
Yes, really.
Yeah, I know, it's really shocking,
isn't it? We
have to
bring more gender balance into that
show. With gender balance, we're on number 13, and we did, like, our first female guest. That's pretty shocking, isn't it? I mean, the Soviet engineer has dropped in every now and then and has fixed our technical problems, but
she's not a technical officer.
Well, she actually likes to listen to it, so it ruins
but
it for her. She's here in the studio.
I
know you do. Yeah. That's what I'm here.
So
I'm here to control it. I'm here to control that kind of origin. Otherwise, nobody would listen to this show. It'd just be you in a room.
Nobody does listen to it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. What are we thinking? Well, at least it gets broadcast back to the mother planet. Is there anything, any words of wisdom that you want to say before you go off into the sunset?
No, don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
No.
Any messages for BP? Fix the hole.
Mother
Gaia is crying out for
Shell
you to fix that hole. That hole has been ruptured in the earth for how long now? And they just do nothing. They throw golf balls down it.
Claiming the relief well has gone faster than they expected.
I don't believe it. I don't believe their lies, Crossy. I do not believe their lies. These people in positions of power are just shocking. So can you think of a pleasant note? Have you got a joke or something that you could actually say, like, raise us up from the depths of despair?
Two shape changers went for a morph in the park.
No.
We've used all the...
Have we used all the jokes? We don't have jokes. We're not very good at jokes. Except for this one entire show.
Any jokes, like,
no, this entire show is a joke.
It's
one besides that,
continuous.
It's one continuous joke. We've just finished Tridextophobic number 13. Upside down. We're upside down.
And no major technical problems, strangely enough.
So far.
We went through two mics.
Well, let's see if any of this were actually recorded.
Was recorded, yeah.
Crossy, go over and we're gonna play something from as a goodbye tune. This is called, I think it's called All These People Are Ghosts. And then if that's the right track, we might play that.
See the last track in
Fubar, I think. I use Fubar these days. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend it. What's it called? Is it called Fubar there?
Fubar.
Okay, so that's a good. The last track there called Messages, I think. It's by The Detachments. Double click on that and see if that's the right one.
Does it play everything?
It's kind of got a Manchester sound to it. Yeah, that's right.
Where do you stop it?
That's right. Now you have to plug the little. Wow. Okay, we'll stop recording this until I go over there and sort it out.
How do you rewind it?
Rewind.
Zero. Okay.
Okay, so now all you have to do is plug that big line in so that we can get it and we can record it. We had to take the listeners through every step of that. What's good about Fubar? I don't know, you can do simple searches on it. You just
scanning for
something. Ah, yes.
Wow.
Whoa, napalm there.
Just plug it into one hole and then it should stop. Cool. This track is called Messages and it's by The Detachments and it's on a new label called This Is Not An Exit, who released a compilation. And what I like about it is it's kind of like a message to everybody out there who's asleep. All these people are ghosts. That's what it reminds me of. Okay, so play it.
We're exiting.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
All you got to do is call me. My heart's simply beautiful. There's so many good things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I really never.